Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah! Uh-huh.
Let's go, ladies!
Uh-huh. Children!
Yeah!
Your boy, Kel!
Yeah!
This is for the toxic girls. All around the world.
Let's go!
Uh-huh. Every block,
hey!
Every club,
hey!
Every hood,
hey!
I'm in love.
So sweet, so brown, so thick. So nasty, ooh, I love that. So smooth, so creamy. God damn it, I must be dreaming. So tickly, so soft. God damn, I wanna break you off. So hot, you gon' melt. Eat you all up by myself. Girl, I can't wait to unpop ya. The chocolate fits some after. Taste that, my treat. Miss Chocolate, let me get a little deep. I'm too good, but cold out. So good, I won't say some more. I'm called up.
About big old booties and brown eyes. Chocolate, that's what I gotta have tonight.
Hey.
Leave about the club with tonight.
Take shots and more shots.
What? And we drink like we own the bar. And she's pushing that all on me. Conversation like, let's just be.
Don't
have a take to the crib right away. She's talking, it's talking, it's talking, it's talking, it's talking,
it's talking, it's talking, it's talking, it's
drinking a little bit. I was drinking Bahama Mama, and I have a lot of stuff to cover. Tonight, we have Money B from Going Way Back Radio and former member of Digital Underground. I get around and Humpty Hump and all that good shit. He's going to be on tonight. Oh, my gosh. I enjoyed talking to him when we first hooked up about doing the show. I learned some stuff, and he's freaky as hell. He's in Cali, you know, pouring city capital or whatever. We're going to get into that. And I'm sure everybody is trying to figure out how in the hell did I spend my Valentine's Day. Y'all, you won't fucking know. Chalk Mommy spent Valentine's Day alone. Yes, alone. First of all, I'm one of those females that, you know, y'all sending those fucking text messages. You spend all this money, and then the look on your face when you find out that she's on her period. Well, damn it, I was one of those bitches. did not, you know, I didn't, like, trick anybody or anything like that. I went to my first comedy show on Sunday. It was really nice. I got to see Rico Barrino perform. He was fucked up. He was happy because Fantasia won an award. Shout out to Rico, Fantasia, and Joe and the family. Big ups. I love my hometown. We're doing it big in North Carolina. The comedians was cool. I actually hit a comedian up after the show. Hit him on Twitter, and I was like, he was really funny. I want him to come on my show. But then evidently he must have thought I was groupie because I was trying to get him on my show. He was trying to give me some dick. I was good. You know, I was out of commission, and I don't fuck people like that. You know, I have a line. I can't cross it. If you're in the industry, we can't fuck. We might can foreplay, but we can't fuck. So I just left that alone. So comedian Eddie Bryant, I can't wait to have you on my show next month. It's going to be crazy. He's mad funny. So like I said, on Valentine's Day, I had this new dude. You know, me and him was talking. We're supposed to do something. And I don't know what the hell happened to him. Maybe he's not ready to handle Chalk Mommy or deal with Chalk Mommy and the shit that Chalk Mommy does or the fact that I'm a beast in the bed. So we didn't go out. Needless to say, we ain't going to be doing a whole lot of shit together. So, yes, Chalk Mommy is still single, and she's still looking for someone to keep her company. Like right now, my bed is empty. I need some companionship. I need a cuddle buddy. I need a foot massage buddy. I need a motherfucker to just to come to my house and just pamper the fuck out of me. If that's you, hit me up. We could talk some business. Like, really, you can get breakfast in the morning in bed, and you can't get lunch or dinner because I got a photo shoot in VA, so we're going to leave that alone. But I put a post on, not on Twitter, but on Facebook, and I was saying Happy Valentine's Day or National Tricking Day. And to me, that is like a National Tricking Day because men, y'all go out and spend all this fucking money on your female and hope that she gives you some pussy. And if she don't give you no pussy, she still gets the gifts, she gets your money, and she gets to make you look like a fool. And, you know, I hate to say it, but, I mean, that's just how life is. And, you know, that's a special day that men go way out and women use it as an excuse. Like, ooh, I'm going to get this motherfucker to get me this. I'm going to get him to get me that. If he wants some of this pussy, he going to have to eat it. Victoria's Secret, Priscilla's, Fredericks of Hollywood, Red Lobster, Outback, Ruth's Chris. For those of you that live in Atlanta, you got a Bones. You do a lot of different things to get some pussy. And females, you know, I'm one of those liberated females. I will flip it. I will do something nice for a man. I will go out and get him a gift, get him a little red or white rose, something to let him know that he's appreciated. Because I'm like one of those equal rights female. I don't feel like a man should do everything. So I don't mind going out, pampering him, indulging him, and getting him them nice little things. You know, some people might be like, what the fuck? But, you know, that's just me. Men like to feel appreciated, too. So had my date showed up, he may have gotten a box of Issey Miyake cologne or, you know, some Usher or some Forces or some Air Maxes or some Jordans or, you know, cute little outfit. I don't know. Don't matter. I got to save my money. He got to save his, too. And I'm off my period, and I'm ready to fuck. So he fucked up because he would not be tapping this. So with that being said, I'm going to chill. I'm going to play my song that for those of you that missed the show last week, I had DJ Issa, one of the hottest DJs from North Carolina, on the air. He came on. He surprised me with Travis Porter. We dropped that Bring It Back. That track is so fucking hot. I can't wait to do a photo shoot or do some kind of scene to this song. The beat is mad crazy. So I'm going to go ahead and drop Bring It Back. Then I'm going to come back and kick it and talk some more shit. Wait for my guests to come on. Fuck with 347-706 is on the line. And we're just going to chop it up, go in the chat room, see what the hell they talking. Fuck with Twitter. I'm multitasking tonight, and I'm still drinking. I need to learn how to smoke. Then I'd be really, really nice. But here we go. Bring It Back.
Running in that pussy like a crash dump. Grinding, bending over, touch the floor. Shut that ass from the shake. Pop that ass on the floor, bring it back up. Hit the split on the dick, shot it at that car. Bring it back, 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 bring it back. Bring it back, bring it back. One cheese, two cheese, both cheese, both cheese. I got a white girl, for she got no cheese. I got a police bitch on a short leash. She got good mouth, like she got no teeth. She a slut, she a dog, she a bitch with it. Man, it's still the way she works, she's super thick with it. Have a hoe throwing salt, tell the bitch get it. Bend it over, touch the toe, shake that ass from the shake. Pop that ass on the floor, bring it back up. Hit the split on the dick, shot it at that car. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, bring it back.
Donut in the pussy, cause I'm from the Bay. Ran through a bunch of bad bitches in my day. I'm older than your mama, but I don't fuck cougars. Your daddy was a player, man. How you such a loser? When your mama was a young thing, I knew her. But even back then, nigga, I ain't wanna do her. I like the ones that know how to shake it. Not just at the club, let me see you when you're naked. You go. I ain't gotta say it no more. Drop it to the ground, girl, lay it on the floor. Pussy so wet, it's like a dad on the boat. Open up wide, and I'ma spread on your throat. Too much fun, it's what I'm having. Cause all that booty, it's what I'm grabbing. Short dog, I don't stop rapping. Bitch, you know what's happening.
Running in that pussy like a crash dump. Grinding, bending over, touch the toe. Shake that ass from the shake. Pop that ass on the floor, bring it back up. Hit the split on the dick, shot it at that car. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, bring it back.
If all them motherfuckers really do wear magnum size condoms. Not trying to find out, just wondering, just curious. I'm just saying, though. I'm just saying. Woo! I'm really feeling my alcohol. I'm feeling good. I'm ready to get in my zone, ready to talk some shit. I'm ready to kick it, step it up a notch, and do what it is I got to do. For those of you that's listening, I will be in Miami next week. I can't wait to go back to South Florida. I used to live in Fort Lauderdale. I will be up there chatting it up and kicking it, doing what I do, you know, Chuck Mommy style. Today I had a full body massage. I got some things on video for my new site, the new ChuckMommy.com, that's coming out real soon. You can see it being built as we speak. I got stuff for my foot fetish people. He was massaging the fuck out of my toes. Now I need to find me a toe sucker. And that will make me just, that will take me to the next level. Like, for real. When I come to New York in April, because I'm not coming in March, because I need for y'all to miss me and show me when I get there, I need somebody to suck my toes. I really do. I also need a pussy eating scene. I need the best pussy eater in New York to step to me and do a scene with me. I want you to make me climb the walls. I want you to make me lose my mind. I want to fucking squirt. Had a good time when I was there. Came back in time enough to do my show last Friday. And I'm actually thinking about maybe I need to find me a little apartment when it gets warm in the summertime so I can just hang out in New York, chill, find me a nice little nice little shorty, not female, but dude, you know what I mean? Chill, cook, play house. Then when it starts getting cold, bring my ass back down south, and then he can come to me. But in the meanwhile, you know, plenty of loving, plenty of cooking. Because, you know, females down south, we know how to handle our business. We cook, we clean, we fuck, we suck. We do it all. That's why a lot of times men from the north tend to fall for women down south because we're so domesticated and we do what we need to do in the bedroom area. So with that being said, I'm chilling. I'm in cruise control right now. I'm waiting for Money B to come on. He's running a little bit late. But it's okay. I'm chilling. I see my New York people are on the line. I love New York. I don't know what it is about New York females. They mad cool. I don't know what it is about New York men. Y'all dick game is definitely on point. Y'all really know how to sling it. And y'all get no complaints from me no more. I don't give a fuck what borough you're from. Dick is dick, and when I'm in need, I just need good dick. And when I'm coming to New York, I swear I do not fuck with anybody in North Carolina because I already know when I touch down in the city, it's going down. Y'all treat a bitch real lovely. Y'all give it up real lovely. So y'all get no complaints from me at all. So like I said, I'm not coming back in March. I'm coming in April. So, therefore, y'all would have had a month and a half or 2 months to miss me. So, y'all can go ahead and dig me down. Like, every night I'm going to give y'all a whole week of my time. We're going to make some scenes. We're going to do all kinds of stuff. Like I said, I did some stuff for the foot fetish people today. I have a photo shoot tonight. Probably going to be a nude photo shoot so y'all can see Chica and me do what we do best, make y'all dicks hard, tease y'all, and do all the things that we need to do. So I'm going to play a tribute to New York, and I'm going to play, like, one of my favorite songs. I don't know how y'all feel about it, but he's from New York, so it wouldn't matter. You got to give up some love. So I'm going to play Home to You, Girl. This is my favorite song. It ain't my favorite video because that bitch feet dirty, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. It has nothing to do with the lyrics. When I look at the video, it just distracts me from looking at the New York men doing what they do best. So here we go. Home to you, girl.
When I get home to you, girl. When I get home to you, girl. I'm gonna fuck you right. When I get home to you, girl. I'm gonna do you right. So get that good sex ready. Hope you're ready already. I have my mind on my money, now I'm coming home to get that.
act right, I'm the feature for the night. I'm Louie up like McGuff nephew. Pass the light, hear the show, rock the mic like a Buster Doug the spike. Ladies drinking up drinks like they heard it all night.
Can I open up this bottle?
Just do it like Mike. Got my girl on my mind like Caesar's. Hit the text, what you doing, stinky booty? Slide on the picture text, butt naked champagne. Rose petals on the bed like she missed Vicky Secrets on the Valentine bed. Kiss the phone, grab my shit on the swan dive between the legs. Losing the Olympics cause it's splash. I'ma cause we can stop and go fishing. Text the back and I said,
can I be home to you, girl? Go fuck you right, fuck you right, fuck you right. When I get home to you, girl, I'm gonna do you right, do you right, do you right. So get that good sex ready, hope you're ready already. I got my mind on my money, now I'm coming home. Now get that, get home to you, girl, I'm gonna do you right, do you right, do you right.
When I get home to you, freaky, not playing like I'm hurt. No foreplay, ripping through your clothes, I'm the Hulk. Feel my bulk, the size of have you squirting, half super soaked. I'ma hold you up, walk you around the room, ride the bull. Got it dripping to the floor, like you have Jerry Curl. Twist you like a baton, do the stand at 69. I'ma take you to the bed, mommy, blow my mind. Like you got me execution style, pull it, make it pop. Got your legs shaking, turn you to anemic, let it out. East, west, both your legs, like the basketball star. Stars and take it to the hole. Reverse dunk, make a shout. Supply the whole south with the water. She can stop the drought.
Can I get home to you, girl? I'm gonna fuck you right, fuck you right, fuck you right. When I get home to you, girl, I'm gonna do you right, do you right, do you right. So get that good sex ready. Hope you're ready already. I got my mind on my money, now I'm coming home. Now can I get home to you, girl? I'm gonna do you right, do you right, do you right.
Between your legs, talking to me on the phone, wishing I was there with you, doing things to make you moan, yelling cause I gotta leave, but you know I gotta work, saying I ain't got no time, you don't think it's gonna work, I know she lying, trying to get your boy to come home early, ma, I'm not trying to lose you, I'm going hard, you know it, plus I stopped at Tiffany's, yeah, daddy got you something, made a smile, then she moaned, whoa, mommy, what you doing,
can't take it, need you now,
whoa, hold up for a moment, and I got to position, phone sex got me all feeling weak, and then the age patient right before it go. Right before I said I love her, I told her.
When I get home to you, girl, I'm gonna fuck you right, fuck you right, fuck you right. When I get home to you, girl, I'm gonna do you right, do you right, do you right. So get that good sex ready. Hope you're ready already. I got my mind on my money, now I'm coming home. Now get that, get home to you, girl, I'm gonna do you right, do you right, do you right.
Man, who gives a fuck about anybody? Especially when 7:30 in the building. Nah, we give it up, man. We ain't got nothing to do with counting this goddamn money. Gangsters ambitious.
That was Freaky Zeke from Dip Set to 7:30 Dips with Home to You. I have my special guest in the building, in the house, in the line. Money B, I'm getting ready to bring him on, and we're getting ready to chop it up. I have some crazy-ass questions for him, and I know he got some crazy-ass answers for me. So with no longer, I forgot what the fuck I was going to say. Anyway, Money B.
Chad.
Hi, baby.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I've been waiting for this all week, because, I got some questions for your ass, like, really. Because when we first made contact, we had, like, a really good conversation. We had good chemistry. We kicked it. I felt really good. I felt confident coming into the show because, you know, you do your own thing. You've been in the industry for a minute. You done seen it all. You done it all. You just, I don't know. I got some serious questions for you. But I need to go ahead and do what you do best, and then we'll get to it. I got your songs that you sent me. I got your picture up. You know, me and my daughter, we went back on YouTube, and, you know, we was looking at I Get Around. My question to you is, damn, how much have you been around? But that's something you can answer later. And she was just like, oh, my God, I remember him. I'm like, yeah. She was like, what does his picture look like now? And I showed her. She was like, wow. He don't look no different. I was like, nah. I mean, you was cute then. You cute now. I guess you just cute with a lot more knowledge now. Is that a good way to put it?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
As long as you keep
the cute part in there, it's cool.
Oh, yeah, ladies, if you didn't know who the hell this was, you better go back in YouTube and refresh your hip-hop knowledge. And, I get around, and you was doing some little dance, especially with, that movie with Dan Aykroyd, Nothing But Trouble, same old song, and the Humpty Dance, and, you know, you have a firm foundation in hip-hop from, like, old school to doing something new now, being productive. You've even tapped in that adult market, because I call L.A. the fuck city capital for film. You know what I'm saying? You have really done it all.
Well, you know, I try. You know.
Nah. You try?
I try.
No. Even I was getting ready to say so, but no, I'm going to let you go ahead and have the floor and talk about what you talk about and do what you do, because, radio show host, I was hit with something, and I'm going to ask you your views later, because it's like on a serious note, you know what I'm saying? It would be like, what would money do type thing, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And because you're a veteran, I'm a rookie, I'm a baby, I'm an infant. I just got out of the little embryo stage. It's like, I'm always looking for knowledge. I'm always trying to, see where I need to go, and you're going to help me.
For sure.
So,
well, I'm here.
You got the floor?
So, you want to hear the radio game? Which game am I talking about?
I want you to go ahead and talk about your show, because, like, I was listening
to
you.
I want people to know everything
that you're doing now.
Well, I'm doing so much. You want me to tell you everything that I'm doing right now? Or you want to break it up in pieces? I'll just start and you tell me when you want me to stop. You know what I'm saying? Like, you asked about my show. Squeeze it, man. Squeeze it. We over here drinking, man. You know what I'm saying? We're in the studio right now. But my show is called The Going Way Back Show with Money B. Tagline is Classic Hip Hop Raw and Uncut. It's an old school hip hop radio show. And basically what it is it highlights music that was released 1999 and earlier. And, you know, most of my shows I have a classic artist as a guest. And what's unique about my interviews with my guests is that most of these classic artists, old school hip-hop artists, are artists that I've either, you know, toured with, partied with, hung out with, you know, kicked it with chicks with, you know what I'm saying, or they're artists that I've grown up with. So when I talk to them, we either talk about old times and just kind of catch up with each other on air, or if it's an artist, say, like a Run DMC, or maybe it's a Spider D, or a Spoonie G, is like, I ask them questions that I've been wanting to ask them since I was like 14 years old. So it's not like I have to go do a bunch of research on Wikipedia and nothing and find out who they are. I already know who they are. They know who I am. So it's a real comfortable situation, which makes for a great interview. I have different segments, like Classic Battle, where I play some of the, you know, the most notable classic battles on wax. I have a segment called Where'd That Come From, where, you know, I might play a hip-hop song, but that maybe use a sample, a vocal sample, a musical sample, or, you know, and then I just basically educate the audience on where that sample might have come from, or it might even been a rhyme or a line in a rhyme or anything like that. And, you know, one of the other things that I do is I have a segment called Old to the New, where I play new music by old school artists. Because there's a lot of old school artists, classic artists that's out there making music. But because a lot of times we only hear what radio or certain outlets let us hear, you know, I give classic artists their shine. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of good music being made by classic artists. So that's what the Going Way Back Show with Money B is. It's on about 100 different internet stations, you know, throughout the week. But my podcast is www.moneyb69.podomatic.com. In your mouth. You know, in your mouth. But you feel me? But, you know, you can get it like that. You know, the Twitter is going way back, show. You know, I also have a call-in number, you know, if you want to make requests and whatnot. But really, just, you know, go to the podcast, jump on, holler at your boy. Or if you want to join the fan page where, you know, you'll get my weekly email blast, then, you know, it's go to www.moneyb.fanbridge.com and sign up to the email list. Not only will you get my show weekly sent to you, but you'll also get any updates on the many projects that I'm working on and the many groups and ventures and everything that I do, you know. So that's what the Going Way Back show with Money B is. Aside from that, you know, I have several projects that I'm working on, one of them being Mask, M-A-S-K. You know, I gave you the song, they want to know what the dick game do. You feel me?
Oh.
did you pick that one? You should be playing that. Mm-hmm. So I sent it to you. And actually, I just picked my man Scott Knox, my other half. Say what up, Scotty.
Hey.
Yeah, we in the building, in the studio, getting ready to get something going before we go venture off into these All-Star Weekend festivities. But Mass, like I said, is Money being Scott Knox. My man Scott Knox, he's from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, holding down the Midwest. And basically, you know, we're bringing good hip-hop back to the game. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we're working on, we're making music right now. We don't have any scheduled release, but, of course, I share an exclusive with you, which you'll be sharing with your audience. Another song that I gave you, Is You Down, featuring Neo, is going to be featured on an upcoming compilation, Heat Seekers. I think it's Neutroit/Sony Records, but that'll be out probably by the summer. So look out for Mask, Money B, and Scott Knox. Another project that I have an actual band, which is a funk/rock R&B type band, and it's a totally different lane that I'm going down. So, you know, you might hear me and Scott Knox on some real thugged out party shit, but then turn around and you might see me rocking out with my band, the KNN. That's the name of the band. And the band is actually out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Also manage producers, the Beat Mafia, which is out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Indianapolis, Indiana. And they're under my label and company, Mandatory Music. So if you need tracks, you know, if you need some music for your TV show or your porno or whatever you're doing, I got it. You understand what I'm saying? And another project that I'm not going to speak too much on it because it's just new, but if you're familiar with the rapper Razzcast, me and Raz are part of this new project called Stupid Americans, which is about 5 or 6 members of the group, but it's something totally different from what I just told you about. If you guys are familiar with dubstep music, which is really big in Europe, and, you know, a lot of underground scenes throughout the United States, if you're in a dubstep, you know, we incorporate a lot of that, a little more dance music, and just something totally different. It's myself, Razzcast, my man Dotrix 4000 from Oakland, California, and a few other people. So, you know, just if you see my face, if you hear my name, you know, pay attention, because I'm going to hit you with so many things.
You are busy as fuck.
Yeah, I stay busy.
That's good, because when you're busy, you can't get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's a good kind of trouble.
And I'm definitely not trying to get in trouble, you know. I've had many years of trouble.
Oh, so are we trouble free now?
I'd like to think so. Like you said, you know, I stay so busy. I don't have time for drama and trouble and whatever else you want to call it.
Okay, so How old were you when you got into the rapping game, when you got into the industry?
I was about, when I actually got into the industry was 1989, which was when Do What You Like was released. I had just turned 20. I was 19 or 20 around that time. So, you know, I was just one or 2 years removed from high school when I got in it, and I've been in it ever since.
Wow. So how did you end up with Digital Underground?
That's another good story. Actually, you know, at the time, around 1988, me and DJ Fuse, who was the original DJ for Digital Underground, we had a group called Raw Fusion, which we later released albums under that name. But, you know, us being from Oakland and the Bay Area, we were kind of killing the talent show local scene, you could say. Shock, he had Digital Underground, and they had a single called Underwater Rhymes that was out at the time. But he wasn't from the Bay Area. He's from New York and Tampa, but he was living there. So, but he had a record out. So they would do shows, but we would open up for them. And at the time, you know, Fuse was probably one of the hottest DJs, you know, trick DJs, just DJs, period. I would have to say in the country, you know what I'm saying? He used to be in competitions and whatnot. And, you know, we'd open up. The fact that he was dope, you know, I used to do my thing. Well, I'm from Oakland, so I had the crowd with me, you know. So I had the support of the crowd. Seeing that, he seen how dope Fuse was, he was like, man, we need a DJ. He tried to steal my DJ. He wanted Fuse to join Digital Underground. He didn't really feel me because him being from the East Coast back in 1988, he hadn't been exposed to a lot of West Coast rappers, so he just said, oh, he sounds too much like Too. He thought I sounded, even though I sound nothing like Too Short, but because I was from Oakland and my accent or whatever, he just thought I was too West Coast, so he really wasn't feeling it. He wanted Fuse to be his DJ. But, you know, this is why I love Fuse to death. You know, Fuse is like, I'll fuck with it, but if I fuck with you, you got to fuck with mine. He's like, I'm not going unless Money B is with me. And he didn't have to. You know, he could have just said, mine, you know, move over, Bacon, found something meatier, and just roll. But he was like, yo, this is my nigga. You know, we come as a group. So Shock was like, fuck it. And then after a while, after just doing shows and being around each other, when we did the demo for Do What You Like and started working on an album, he kind of saw that I actually did have a little bit of talent, and he, you know, fell in with it, and it ended up being what it was.
Wow. So with all that being said, when did Tupac come into play?
Tupac was actually, we were all signed to the same label. He had another group called Strictly, which was with Ray Love and Dizzy. Ray Love actually went on to have a solo career as well. I'm not sure if you guys have heard of him. But anyways, he was signed to the same label, TNT Records, that we were. So even when we were doing Do What You Like and all that, I mean, yeah, Do What You Like, he was around. They just was a group. But they were being developed, and we were, you know, to produce the group, you know, for Adrian, who was the head of the label. And so, you know, they would come out because they lived in Marin City, which basically they lived like about an hour or so north of Oakland. So they used to come to town to work on music. But because, you know, me and Pac was just around, we were around the same age. Shock was a little bit older than us. And my house was the party house, you know. I had the records, I had the turntables, and, you know, I was in the hood. Everybody used to come to my spot, so they used to come kick it over at my spot. So that's kind of like how we got tight. Plus, his mother and my father were both in the Black Panther Party. So we kind of saw each other's vision and kind of knew where he was coming from. So we would hang out and, you know, drink, fuck bitches, do all of it. But what happened was they weren't coming out fast enough, and Pop basically was going to quit rapping and go join some new black Panthers in Atlanta and just get into politics. And Atron, who was the owner of the label, just asked, like, hey, you know, Pac is about to lose him because the group broke up. Can he go on this? We're going on our first national tour. He's like, can he go? He'll just do whatever. He'll be a roadie. He'll just do whatever needs to be done. You know, the misconception is that he was a dancer for our group. He wasn't a dancer. He did dance and do the Humpty Dance, but he basically came on the road with us and just said, whatever needs to be done for me to get on, I'm willing to do it. So he just came out and just hustled. And he would do the shows, but when the show was over, we'd be at the hotel in the lobby. If it was a freestyle, if it was a battle, he was in it. And he was killing shit. So anybody that was around that was on the tour just took notice. He kind of like, he would, anytime he's in the room, he definitely would shine in any situation. So we all knew, he was like, damn, this dude got something, but he was just so wild. You feel me? Like, everybody
yeah.
think that Pac, people think that Pac got famous and started acting crazy. He was crazier before he got, he actually calmed down. But the Pac that y'all know was a calmer Pac than we first met. He was wild. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we did same song, which was for that movie, Nothing But Trouble. And that was the first time he got on. And you know, pretty much, you could say the rest is history. Because after that, you know, he was on. There was no denying.
That's crazy, because I'm like sitting here and I'm listening, and then I'm sitting here going back to the videos. And it's like,
right.
You sit here now, like 2011, these videos were done in the 90s, and you're just like, wow, shit has
yeah.
really changed. Like,
because if you
really
look, really what's crazy is, if you look in the Humpty Dance video, Tupac is in that video. He had a high top fade with a yellow shirt
mm-hmm.
in it. He was dancing and shit. You just gotta find him, but he's in there.
Oh yeah, I peeped that before I even before you know tonight, and I was just like, okay. And then because I remember you had a verse after Tupac, and I couldn't remember what damn song it was. And I'm like, no, it's not this. It's not this. I Get Around, and I was just like, okay. I Get Around. I'm like, this motherfucker probably done been around and around and around, because when you're on the road and you're touring, you're traveling, bitches want to fuck. I mean, no matter how you
yeah.
look at it, you could be like, I have a girl, I'm into my religion, I'm celibate. They don't care. They gonna do whatever they gotta do, whether they like just pull their drawers down, put their panties over your face, stick your hand up in their pussy. Like, how did you react to shit like that? Like, motherfuckers just throwing pussy at you. Did you always take it, or was you like, nah, mom, I'm good, or like, man,
hold
I'm gonna fuck you.
Hold on 1 second. Hey, Mom. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hold on a second. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You guys, bear with me. Cause I gotta get in my car and ride. But, you know, back then, like I said, I was young. I was, what, 20, 21 years old. I was fucking everything I could get. You know what I'm saying? If you was giving it to me, I probably was taking it.
Wow.
I didn't have no, you know, I wasn't in no relationship. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't involved in anything. And don't get me wrong. I'm fucking everything that's moving. That was Tupac. But, you know, it was kind of like, it was just like you said. I was definitely, it was definitely available, I would say, you know? So, but I will say this, you know, I've been in this business. I've been around a lot of cats that sometimes, you know, stardom and them being a musician or whatnot, you know, that's the first time that they're ever appreciated or feel like they love. So some people just, you know, they kind of like go overboard with it. But, you know, I've never lacked for attention, you know, coming up. You know what I'm saying? So I always tell people the most pussy I ever got was like my 11th grade summer. You know what I'm saying? Even more so than being on the road. Because, you know, no matter what, once you get grown and you got a job and you have responsibilities, you got something to do. When I was in 11th grade, summertime, I had shit to do but try to fuck. And that's all I was doing. You know what I mean?
So you was like Young Money. You was like,
I was the man at high, you know, I wasn't a man in high school, but I was the homeboy to the man in high school.
And so that means you was getting pussy like he was getting pussy.
Yeah, I was. Exactly. You feel me? So I was on. So it wasn't like once I got on and started doing shows and going on tour, shit wasn't really like brand new to me where I just went overboard. It was just cool, but to be honest with you, I was a hip hop nigga, so I was trying to do music, and we'd be on the road. If we was in New York, I'm more interested in, oh shit, brand new being playing over here, or, you know, P Rock and White Sheep invited me to do this, so I'm gonna go do that, rather than like, oh shit, what a bitch. But I will tell you a story where I was like that. Before our album came out, we actually toured Europe and Do What You Like was big in Europe, and we didn't know it. We got over there, and it was, like, huge, right? So I was actually in Berlin when the Berlin Wall came down. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. When it came down, when the Berlin Wall, we were there. And I remember after the show, you know, I met this little chick, you know what I'm saying? She come to the hotel with me. But like I said, I'm like 19 years old. And they're like, oh, shit, the wall is coming down. Everybody going crazy. They looting in the streets. And they're like, you want to go get a piece of the wall? And I was like, fuck that wall. I'm trying to get a piece of this. I wasn't thinking. Yeah, in hindsight, you know, it probably would have been cool to, you know, to have that. You know, that's a piece of history that I probably
would
have taken advantage of, but I didn't. You know, and
so
I,
you
and
got
I
a piece
that,
of ass instead. Was it good?
Yeah, I didn't even get the ass. She didn't give me no pussy. That was the fucked up part about it. I lost all the way around.
Oh, wow.
That's real.
Oh, I would have been mad as hell.
Yeah,
I was mad.
So why she didn't give you none? Because she was stupid. Not sure. Why she didn't give you none? Because she was stupid.
Oh, wow. So you already know what my next question is. Okay, so we're going to speed up a little bit. So,
yes.
You know, life after DG. No, DU, whatever, Digital Underground shit, fuck, you know what I mean? So you was doing your thing in the adult entertainment world. No, ladies,
wait,
he was not
again, I'm sorry.
Fucking.
Huh? Hello?
Yeah, can you hear
Hello?
Me? Hello?
I can hear you. Yeah,
okay.
Can you hear me?
So, yeah, I can hear you.
Okay,
so,
go ahead, what you say?
You wasn't slinging dick, but you was behind the scenes in the adult world. How did you make that transition? What made you decide you want to film people fucking or be in that industry, period?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, being that we had the song Freaks of Industry, which was a fucking strip club classic, and just for some reason, you know, coming up, I knew a lot of dancers and this, that, and the other. But then around 1998, we started getting booked for the Players Ball, which is part of the AVN, the Adult Video, you know, convention. And we would get booked to their parties, like year after year. So I was meeting people in the adult industry and just, you know, and knowing porn stars and whatever. And my guy actually for a few years was like, man, you need to get involved with this industry. And I was like, nah, whatever. But then to actually start doing it was the idea of my cousin, Cletus Mack. He's also my partner on my label, Mandatory Music. But he was like, man, you know, he had an idea. And, he's like, man, you know, I got this idea, and I want you to host it and be the front man or whatever. And I was like, all right, fuck it. You know, and then it just so happened, you know, back then we had a mutual homeboy, Suave Triple X. He was actually a porn, you know, he was talent. He was a porn star. He was doing them. So it kind of just, everything fell in place. It was kind of easy. You know, we pretty much knew the players in the game. We just wasn't playing the game. And then it just took for my cousin to nudge me and be like, man, let's do this shit. I was like, all right, cool.
So, like, when you're sitting there, like, filming people fucking, was there
right.
ever a time when a person wasn't hitting it right? He was like, yo, you know that you could have tore that pussy up, or you could have fucked her differently, and the scene could have been different. It could have been better if you would have had your dick up in there. Did that ever cross your mind?
You know what? No. It's never crossed my mind. It's kind of like, it's a trip, but I'm going to be totally honest with you. When you want to think like, damn, you know, you're filming and like, damn, this bitch, I want to fuck, whatever. But really, you kind of like, when you're doing it, at least I know for us, you know, we were doing it with our money. So it's kind of like, we trying to get it done. You know what I'm saying? When my money's on the table like that, I'm not thinking about, you know, ooh, I could fuck this bitch harder or better. You know what I'm saying? And really, I'm hoping, and I'm doing as much as I can to make sure that this nigga is, that he can fuck better than me. Because, you know, if he can't, then we lose. You know what I'm saying? So it never crossed my mind. I'm just like, man, let's get out. We're getting a shot. Well, you know, how much time for this scene? Okay, switch positions. All right, you know, is the light good? Okay, be quiet over there. Damn, is this bitch okay? Is she comfortable? You know what I'm saying? That's what's going through my mind when we're shooting and I'm looking at it. You know, maybe right before they start fucking, I'm looking at the bitch like, God damn. But once you start rolling, it's like, you know, the task at hand is important. Really.
And then after she's done, you don't want to. You're like, oh, okay, she painted. She done did this. I'm good.
No, not even that. No, because a lot of them that, you know, what's crazy is that I'm still cool with a lot of the chicks that we've shot with, but it's kind of like when you build a working relationship at some point with a lot of them. And to be honest with you, I'm going to be totally honest with you, by the time I started shooting porn, I was in a relationship. And it's with the same girl I'm in a relationship now. So it was kind of like, you know, you don't shit where you eat.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be out here trying to fuck these bitches and they are up around my girl, you know, because she's around. So it was never an issue as far as about the bitches.
Wow. So while we marinate on that, which one you want me to play first? Is he dead? Porno music, or they want to know?
Well, since we were just talking about the movies, play porno music. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
It comes from my experience doing. And if you don't know, Sex in the Studio was the name of the series. We had a few other lines, but that's probably the most popular one. So look it up if you don't know what we're talking about. But go ahead and rock that porno music.
Here we go.
What do you do for a living, son? Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I have a right to know but the nigga that's popping my daughter's coochie does for a living.
So, son, what is it that you do for a living?
I make it. Porno music, the shit that you fuck to, the type you can get your dick sucked to. Especially if the pussy fantastic, blast it. The soundtrack is getting your ass licked. Bitch, it's just porno music. Pop a pill and roll too. This is what you slide down the pole to. Oh, you know you really want him to taste you. Play it when you bust in his face, boo. Cause it's just porno music. More like an anthem. What the strippers play when they dance, son. Jamming when you giving your man some. Make him wanna tie your ass up like you waiting for ransom. It's the musical backdrop. Why you sucking that cock? Fat shots, doper than crack rock. It's what I rock when I'm yanking your weave out. Hands around your throat, make it harder to breathe. No doubt, you loving that, cause you kinky as fuck. Reach back, grab my dick, let it sink in your butt. The little freak like Greek, Greek. Suck out a tongue and said bust round here like Lift Bleak. Think she asked, have I did this before?
No.
She was down on the floor, looking up at him all, and said, go ahead, shit a piss. So I let little drips of urine run down the clitoris. The golden showers continue to run. And now you scream. You did a few times from the look on your face. I could tell you was in a happier place. Reach back, grab these big wild beads out your ass. I hung up the whip and took off the mask.
That's right.
Now that's the episode you wanted to see. But it's nothing to me. Cause I make porno music. The shit that you fuck to. The type you can get your dick stuck to. Especially if the pussy fantastic. Blast it. The soundtrack is getting your ass licked. Bitch, it's just porno music. Pop a pill and roll too. This is what you slide down the pole to. Oh, you. I know you really want him to taste you. Play it when you bust in his face, boo. Cause it's just a little smut. But what can I say? I'm that freaky motherfucker from back in the day. And it ain't much changed in maybe the technology. Gas prices and bitches that swallow me. You can be the next to kick it with me. If you don't mind getting dug out in HD. See how you do it when the cameras is on. I'm the world's best director. Call me Oliver Bone. Let me know you're interested in all.
Okay.
I pick you up, get you tested tomorrow. And before you know, you'll be swimming in cocks. With your fine naked ass on the front of the box. Doing girl, girl, ain't no bondage, interracial. Now pull your head to the side, here come the facial. Cream pie and ATMs. Orgy with nine motherfuckers laid for ten. When they all get in the circle when they come in your face. Oh, so sloppy, we call it a pro-cocky. Now look at the awards that my baby win. Shit, she three-peated at the ATM. When you think about it, while she counting the squirrels. She was humming my lyrics while shooting the stills. And bumping my shit while she doing the scene. Cause mud be doing his thing. And I make porno music. The shit that you fuck to. The type you can get your dick sucked to. Especially if the pussy fantastic. Blast it. The soundtrack is getting your ass licked. Bitch, it's just porno music. Pop a pill and roll too. This is what you slide down the pole to. Oh, you know you really want him to taste you. Play it when you bust in his face, boo. Cause it's just porno music. On the Tonight Show. So get it right, ho. It's mandatory.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Wow, I don't know what to say on that one.
Did you like it?
Oh, yeah. The ending is perfect. Ooh, wow. Y'all understand, like, ooh, yeah.
See, you causing some problems over here.
Right.
You causing some major problems because, you know, after listening to that song, bitch ain't had none in a little bit. So I'm going to have to go out and find me a victim tonight. And I'm going to have to put that on my, I'm going to have to put that on my Evo and then play it so the dude can listen. I'm like, you hear this? You hear this bitch right here? This is what I want to sound like. I want to come. So if you feel
exactly.
like you can't handle that task, you need to let me know because next Friday I'm going to talk about your ass. Right. Woo! Matter of fact, we have a caller that wants to get in. Bring them on so they can go ahead and ask you some questions and see what you got to say. Well, say what they got to say. I'm bugging. 513-65, you're on the air.
Hey, how's everybody doing? I was feeling that last groove there. How can I get a copy of that?
You know, it's actually on a, it's on iTunes, actually. If you, the album was called, The Tonight Show. Money. The Tonight Show is the name of the mixtape series. I did that for this mixtape. The artist, I want to say DJ Fresh. But if you type in porno music with a Z in iTunes, it should come up, or type in Money D.
This is the Bay Area swing, right? This is the Bay Area swing.
DJ Fresh presents The Tonight Show. Featuring Money D.
Right.
He features different artists in his Tonight Show mixtape series, and I did one with him, and that was the songs that we did for that mixtape.
I was definitely feeling that because it ran down all the genres of porn. You know, it broke it down, and I was feeling that, and I was like, I got to let you know I was feeling that.
Yeah, I mean, one thing about it, like, you listen to it, I know what I'm talking about. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
PM, all that, I was definitely feeling that. That's why
I appreciate it.
Check that on iTunes for you, bro.
Sound like you experienced in looking at porn or fucking a lot. One, which one is it?
Oh, baby girl, I'm a OG connoisseur of porn, baby. You know, I'm been there, done that. I got pussy from around the world. So you know.
My kind of dude. Yes. Pussy from all over is good.
Yes, I know. I must say, you ain't lived unless you have some pussy from around the world. It's like every country you go to, you gotta sample the local flavor, you know what I'm saying?
Wow. This is quite interesting. I really, really like that show, that song, because I'm like, So this is quite interesting, Money B. We have another caller for you. This is a 336 area code. I'm curious to see what the hell they got to ask you. Because that's my area code. So we're going to bring her on. Mr. 513, we'll bring you right back on. 336-383.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
I sure can.
I can hear you first. First, I'd like to say hello to everybody on the line. Got to show love to Money B. I'm a county girl by nature. I really need authorization to use that song on the website, too. That was pretty hot. But my first question is, we got you on the show, Mr. B. Are you a member of our website, sir?
I'm actually not right now. Put me on the spot. Say what?
Yes, that would be exactly what I'm doing.
Don't get speechless now, Money B.
I'm just listening to y'all. Get together, man.
Chuck, I don't know. Being a Cali girl, we kind of always listen to Digital Underground, and they were our freaks of the industry, like down here in the South had Luke. So
okay.
I'm wondering, why he ain't joined the site yet. So even since he's a freak, he needs to be freaking on our site.
Well, you know what?
Because we listen to the Way Back Show.
As soon as I get on, I'm going to join the site. Just because you said that. I got to go on the site now. You know?
He's going to be calling me and be like, "Chop, girl, you a fool with it. You know what? When you come to L.A., I got a homeboy that's going to hook you up. He going to, boy, y'all going to be, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really,
I can see him now going through his dick Rolodex of homeboys. Like, oh, I got a bitch for you. Boy, her mouth game is nice, but I think, you know, y'all be good on film.
Yeah. Well, too bad y'all not here this weekend because we're going down.
You know, I got to give you much props on your Going Way Back Show also. I subscribe to your podcast. We really enjoy your show.
I'm glad you like it. That means you like classic hip hop.
Yes. Well, I'm not no baby, so I don't really know nothing but classic hip hop. So, you know, but yeah, we do support your show as well. So I appreciate you accepting the invitation to come on.
Okay, well, I'm gonna definitely support the site then.
Oh yeah, we're big supporters.
Oh yeah.
So now my question to you is, okay, now you, like, where are you at in the porn? Are you out and you're just concentrating on your radio show, music?
I haven't actually shot or directed a porn probably, what is this, 2011? Probably in almost 5 years, I would almost say. Since around 2007, 2006, 2007. And not to say that I wouldn't get back into it, but one of the reasons that I got out was a legal dispute with a distributor that we were working with. And they kind of had our hands tied and really couldn't work in the industry without dealing with some legal ramifications. And once that happened and it kind of just got tied up like that, you know, you start doing, you know, I do so many things. Like, if something's not moving, I just keep doing what is moving. You know what I mean? So it's something that I put on the back burner. I've been asked when I would, because there are a lot of people that enjoy Sex in the Studio and other videos that I did shoot, so I can't say that I won't ever go back to it. But right now, I'm concentrating mostly on my music, different acts that I'm involved with, my radio show, you know, just the music side of it. It has my attention right now.
Well, let me ask you a question, Money. What would it? And I know you couldn't give an answer on the show, but let me just throw something out there for you to think about. What could we do to get you, a veteran of the art, to collab on a Chalk Mommy project? Because right now, everyone that's working the project, I have to say, is very new to porn. I won't say new to sex, but very new to porn. You don't have any veteran porn even as a liaison or a consultant.
Well, I can definitely consult, you know. We can definitely talk about it. You know, like I said, I'm not shying away from it. So if there's opportunities, I can definitely, and if I can help, you know, I don't have a problem with being involved.
Well, I'll definitely. And this is Precious with Precious Entertainment Services. I'm Chalk's manager. I'll definitely be reaching out to you later on talking to you about doing some consulting, because I will be honest with you and tell you that everything we've done so far has been truly a blessing, because I didn't know anything, had never worked with anything to do with porn before this. So the radio show, the website, the everything is just by luck. But to get her to the next level, I definitely need some consulting. I'm not too proud to say I need some help.
Okay. Well, just holler at me. Y'all got my email and my number and everything, and we'll just chop it up. It's good.
I sure will. We have another caller. I want to say this might be Gigi from Sex. Let's Make It Better. I was on her show the other night. I swear, y'all, I don't know what it is about her group on Facebook or her show, but the head doctor was getting fucked while we was doing the show, and I was so turned on, like, oh, my God, this dude is fucking her so good to where I really got to do that on my show. I really got to find somebody to fuck me right so people can actually hear that, hear Chalk Mommy sound off and know that the pussy is good. You know, so I'm going to bring on Gigi and see what she has to say. 864-574, you're on the air.
Hey, it's me, it's Gigi. What's good? Yes, we were getting busy, and she was actually getting head. She wasn't even getting the dick yet. She was
what?
She was using some toys, and she was getting some head. She told us yes on Thursday. Yeah.
Oh, see, she needs to be listening to porno music the next time they go down, because that song and her sound effects.
Oh,
so hand in hand. Like, I think when Money B was making that song, I think he was visualizing every piece of pussy he done hit from the time he busted his first nut to being on the road to directing movies to him and his wifey right now. I think he just put his whole life experience and his dick game into that song. That's just my personal experience. My personal opinion. I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't know. That shit was just, I don't know. I just need to fuck, and I'm going to fuck to your song tonight, Money B. I mean, I promise you that. After my photo shoot, I'm going to fuck to that. And if you want me to send you some footage, I got my BlackBerry camcorder, and I got my Evo camcorder, so you can be like, Chop put this song to good use, but she fucked the dude up. Damn.
Well, do it.
This is my kind of dude. He motivates me to fuck to greater heights. That's what I'm talking about. And then with Gigi, with Sex, Let's Make It Better, and just going off on some heads. Damn. Ooh.
Well, you know, I finally found a victim for my fantasy. My fantasy is to strap on a dildo and make love to a man. And I found a victim. He got so excited, won the group, that he actually sent a side pic of his butt. Yeah. But once he came out, this is the thing. This is where it gets wild. Once he came out, others came out, and they started sending me pics of them, like, sprawled over the couch, you know. Yeah. Like, come get you some. Opening it up. Yeah. It was hot for me.
Baby girl, you can have that, but I've never been nothing to do with shit ever, and a dirty, fan, shitty ass. I'm good, but next show, tell me all about it. I got to hear the story.
Money B, did you ever experience any of that kind of shooting while you were shooting your movies, or you had your limitations?
Wait, say that again?
Did you ever experience anything like that, or you had your limitations of what you would or would not shoot?
Experience it like what?
Like, hell no.
Know, doing the strap on and hitting the dude.
Oh. Not at all. I never, I would not shoot gay porn at all.
It's not gay.
Yes, it is.
That's gay.
No, it's not.
That's gay as fuck.
He likes bread.
You get, you're not gay, but he's gay. So I don't want no part of gay. I don't do gay.
Real plastic.
You feel me? And you know what? Let me tell you something. Shooting gay porn makes the most money. That's where they make the most money. And we actually were approached to shoot that stuff, but it's like, you know, because you once you shoot it, you still have to edit it. So how the fuck do I know how you fucking nigga right? You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's good or not. So there's no way that I could compare and say, oh yeah, you fucking that nigga great. I don't know. I couldn't judge it, and I can't stand there and look at a nigga. Yeah. Oh, like a motherfucker. I can't stand there and watch no nigga get fucked. It's like, because we be like, we always make a joke. Well, shit, if we shoot it, who's going to edit it? So, yeah, like, who the fuck is going to stand there and just like, okay, wind that back. Let me see that clip again with that nigga with his mustache rubbing all over the nigga dick. That ain't cool.
Wow. But well, there's a lot of women that came out before on my page and said that they like gay porn.
That's
they
fine.
Like watching that.
You know, that's great. Women can do that, and women can watch it, love it, and do everything, and they can wipe their hands clean. Like, there's nothing to it. But if you a man and you like watching gay porn, you a gay man. For real. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
that man
is about
that.
About it.
I agree with that.
Yeah, so, you know, that's one of those double standards or whatever you want to call it. Like, it's okay if you guys are interested or, you know, like, damn, I wonder what that looked like. But, no, it's disgusting. Teach his own, but, I would not be a part of it at all.
The only way I could even imagine, it would have to be a man I really hated for me to put, even want to put something in his ass. Because if I put something in your ass, you going on TV, video, stream, I'm just going to blast you. Because I did it because I was being mean. Because I've never had a sexual fantasy to screw a man in the butt to get off myself. That's some shit you think of. Oh, he makes me so sick, I'll shove a broom up his ass and tell
yeah.
a friend.
No, not like that.
And actually,
men get, well, you know, men have a P-spot stimulation. Have, as a
whatever.
Point, have they done
I,
the P-spot?
I broke up with this chick before. Because we was doing it, and she tried to put her finger in my butt. And, you know, she's trying to ease it up, and I'm swiping her hand. And she's like, just relax, it's cool. I'm like, fuck that shit. She's like, no. And then she got mad, and then I got mad, and then it was over. I never talked to her again, ever. That was, just relax. That's the shit, we be telling bitches, just relax. And she telling me that shit. I'm like, what do you mean? Sound like me. Yeah.
That's like the best orgasm, though. It's a P-spot stimulation. They actually use it in sperm banks.
You know what?
And you will actually come with
a tuxedo on it. You can dress it up, put a hat and a tuxedo and a nice tie on it. It's still not attractive to me. Yeah, it's okay. Any nigga that puts something in his ass sexually is pretty much suspect.
Okay, well,
know,
does that go to
you know what I'm saying?
For a man that
say,
wants
say
to have
if you don't stand for nothing,
like
you fall for anything.
Okay, but if
okay,
a man
so
wants
if
to have
a
sex
female,
with a woman. Yeah,
say what?
So if a female licks a guy's ass, is he gay
right.
or he just enjoys
no,
the
not.
Moment? Okay.
No, he's not gay.
Because
okay, but if he wants to
no
do
insertion.
It
to say what?
No, but if she takes the
there's
tongue,
no
if he rams it.
You can't ram your tongue in nobody's ass.
But how about you making love to a woman in the ass then? Is that gay?
No.
Oh, why not?
Why not? I mean, you know what? To be honest with you, let me tell you. When I was younger, I used to always try to fuck chicks in the ass just to see if they let me do it. And then, you know, I had some chicks that used to like it, and I'd do it. But then after a while, I'm like, well, what the fuck? Because, you know, if as a man, if that's what you aspire to do is fuck somebody in the ass, it doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman. You just like fucking in some ass.
Exactly.
You know
so
what I mean?
The same
so,
way.
So if a woman wants to be fucked in the ass, she asks me, and you know, that's cool. I can accommodate. I've done it before. But it's not something I'm like, ooh, I can't wait to fuck some ass. I'm not an ass fucker. You know
what
I'm
saying? That's a double standard. That's a double standard.
Yeah,
if a man likes a woman and he just wants her, he likes anal. Let's just say, this is how I see it. There's a lot of lonely people out there. They get, you know, they might get along, play, he might be beaten off. And then all of a sudden he just decided to slip his finger in there and play with that, and he figured that he likes that. But the whole time he's looking at women, breasts. He wants a woman that whole time. So strapping on a dildo for a man that finds anal pleasure just another part of his sexual repertoire, I don't find that to be gay. Because if you can have sex with a woman in her anally and you don't find that to be gay, there's a lot of men who think that's gay. They're not even going that far.
Well,
so,
I mean, like I said, even now, I'm not sexually attracted to, like, that's not something that I aspire or say, like, I can't wait to try to do this. You know, like, I'm like, if she say, baby, what you want to do next? I'm like, turn over, let me fuck you on that. That's not exciting to me. Like, I'm not like, oh, yeah, I can't wait. If she wants it, that's sexy. She's like, daddy, fuck me in my ass. I'm like, oh, shit, okay. You know what I mean? I'm with it. But, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not. If you let anybody protrude, you know what I'm saying, split your cheeks and stick something longer than your finger, including your finger in your ass, something ain't right. I mean, like you said, if that's how you feel about, you know, certain men that you deal with, that's cool. You know what I mean? And y'all get down with that together and y'all enjoy each other, that's great. But
yeah,
I mean, to each his own. I'm just not having it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's just not,
you know,
going on at my party. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes if you're completely relaxed, it feels good.
Say what?
If he's small, if you're completely relaxed and he's small, it actually feels good.
I don't doubt it. That's fine. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
But see, my problem is, what am I going to think of him tomorrow after he's let me ram?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. After you ravage a nigga's ass, are you going to respect him in the morning?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
No,
and I wouldn't hurt him.
You wouldn't think like, well, damn, he just let me, his ass kind of loose. Like, who else did in his ass?
No. I mean, if he wanted me to do it all the time, I might get a little worried about that. If it, like, totally interrupts our sex life, where we can't have regular sex.
If he don't bleed and it fits, then he's done it all the time.
No, I wouldn't try to go up in him with like 14 inches or anything like that. I mean, if it was his first time, I would be gentle.
She said 14.
Yeah, my one friend said 14. She said put 14 inches up in there. I was like, you have got to be kidding me. I wouldn't do that to anybody.
But if he takes it, that lets you know, like, ooh, he tame it.
I can't imagine anybody taking it.
If he takes any of it, that lets you know.
A woman.
He likes pain. He probably likes pain. There's people that get off on pain.
Oh.
Whatever.
Yeah. I don't even want to see 14. Shit, I don't want to see 10, but I'll take it. So, Money B, where are you at in that spectrum?
What you mean, how big is my dick?
Yeah.
You know what? I'd say it's what's that word? That's that word, like, it works for me. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I say, because I've been in the porn business, and so it's like, you know, most niggas I hire, they rocking, like you said, 10-inch, 12-inch, you know, I don't got no 10-inch. I don't have a 10-inch dick. I'm sorry. But,
are you in the double digits?
No.
No?
It's not 10 inches. I just said,
okay,
I don't have a 10-inch dick. That's double digits, ain't it?
Well, I mean, I would say
8 and 2. 8 and 2.
Yeah, correct.
What is 8 and 2?
Are you 8 long, 2 wide?
Yeah, good.
Oh, am I 8 and 2? Well, I don't know how wide I am. And then it depends, like, you talking about from the top of the tail, from the bottom of the ball. There's a whole lot of ways you can do this thing. God damn. Yeah, you know, it's like, man, you
wanna know what the dick gang do.
They wanna know.
They wanna know what the dick gang do. Tryna give me that monkey like my nickname Jim.
Let's play bitches in the SK. Get it poppin' off, dick gang go. Bust it off, let me drop it off with the lick. Aw yeah, let me know how that feel. I keep a bitch with a Pro Bowl backfield.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope I got your attention.
Say a thin opinion.
I just play my position. I got some women friends. Some of them in the stripping. I spend their dividends. If you ain't got it, it's trickin'.
I keep them on their tippy and they toe. You know I like it when they slide down the trippy pole. Stick a couple bucks.
Up the crack of her ass.
Nothing cause the ball steady stacking up cash.
Look, I know you used to lame, but I am not the sort. Your last man was a square
like a box of quartz.
They think it's all game. I'm just rapping to them. Every chick I hit, I'm the best thing that's happened to them.
They wanna know what the dick gang do.
They wanna know.
They wanna know what the dick gang do.
They wanna know.
They wanna know what the dick gang do. Tryna give me that monkey like my nickname's Zoom. They wanna know what the dick gang do.
They wanna know.
They wanna know what the dick gang do.
They wanna know.
They wanna know what the dick gang do. Tryna give me that monkey like my nickname's Zoom.
Citron vodka, green cigars, blue reefer. I paint any monkey. I'm the zookeeper. I'm a clown on her like a substitute teacher. Venus versus Mars. I'm looking for Serena.
I know what's on her mind. Make it baby, she fine. She want your boy to pop it like Gregory Hines. Beat the pussy up, left, right, stick it move. Always get cut, so she licking my wound.
I'm bouncing off her walls like pinball. You got no balls, like a Ken doll.
Bitches on my line like a pleasure sorority. On the mind, so a pussy get watery.
Come by, I see your date, baby. I hit you off. I could put you on. I'd rather get you off.
How did she call?
And that bitch came through.
And now she know what the dick came through. Yeah.
They wanna know what the dick came through.
They wanna know.
They wanna know what the dick came through.
They wanna know.
They wanna know what the dick came through. Tryna give me that monkey like my nickname's Zoom. They wanna know what the dick came through.
They wanna know.
They wanna know what the dick came through.
Fuck chicks with your dudes and everything. So, I mean, yeah. just a little older, wiser.
Hey, but while we running trains, my partner's gonna be pulling out tape measures. Hey, man, check
me out.
Looking real thick. Yeah, you're looking real thick, nigga. What's your curse? Yeah, they're like, Money V got the sack. You know, Money V got the sack. You hold it, nigga. That little nigga got the sack. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. I wish he would have stayed in the house. I don't feel comfortable talking in front of you, man. Oh, Lord. So go ahead. What are you saying? I'm sorry.
I'm relating on you. So tell your friend to step out the car and turn his back, whatever the fuck you got to do. But tell your friend, we're waiting.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man.
You're not getting out the rain.
You said you ain't getting out the rain. Yeah, that's it. Oh, let me get out of the rain. That's just... God damn. I'm all right. Shit, take my word for it. Look, I'm all right. Damn.
Word from it.
Get to know me. Shit. But like you said, ask some of them hoes to call up and talk about it. Just something.
Oh, my God.
You there? Hello?
Uh-huh.
Okay, mm-hmm. I thought I lost you. What's going on?
Damn, I keep disconnecting myself. Woo! But...
Is that what you're doing?
I don't know. Yes, my face keeps hitting my phone. I don't know. Maybe my phone don't want to know how big your dick is, but fuck all that. I do as soon as everybody else. We on the edge of our seats. We ready. Stand out in the rain, let the water hit it. I mean, I don't give a damn. If you need me to talk dirty, stroke it, whatever. I'm not asking for a twit pic, but, you know, if you want to get that up too, see it. But I respect your situation, so I don't want your dick to be on the internet and you get in trouble when you get home. So he not listening, at least I hope not. You can tell us. We won't tell nobody.
No, you didn't. Hold on. Hold on. Yeah, it's over. I can't do it. Ah. I'm good. Hey. How you doing? Hello?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He not cooperating.
Yeah, that part is over. Oh, man. I'm all right. What's going on?
That bitch is driving like a bitch.
Hello?
Yes. So what is your next project that you have going on?
The next project? Well, you just heard the song. They Want to Know. That's from the MASH project, Money B and Scott Knox. We don't have a release date, but we actually have... Scott, we have a... What site is the mixtape on? Well, actually... Oh, thatpiff.com. You can download the MASH mixtape. That song They Want to Know that you just played, like I said, is an exclusive. It's not even out. That's probably going to be one of the lead singles to the album or whatever the next project that we put out, you know, for the summer and whatnot. So hold on to that. I also have a band called the KNN, and it's like a funk, rock, hip-hop, dance, kind of, it's like a whole other lane, because with MASH, like you just heard, we keep it all some real party, fun, hip-hop. With the KNN project, it's a little more experimental and kind of like out of the realm of what you used to hear Money D do. So, you know, each project has its own, its own lane, and I'm promoting them and working towards that simultaneously. You know, once again, I manage producers, so if you need tracks, what else do I do?
I be forgetting all the shit that I do. Photoshop. If you need flyers made, I make flyers. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, you do it all.
I do it all. You know? Like I said, they keep calling me back to this porn game. I might get back in that.
What was your porn name? What's your what porn were you on?
What was my porn name?
Yeah,
what
porn? I wasn't talent. I didn't fuck. Money Pump? No, hell no.
You didn't
that
have sex.
But you're in my song. My directorial name is Oliver Bone, like Oliver Stone.
Hell no. Oh my. So how did you get hooked up with Neo?
How did I hook up with Neo? Neo actually used to be managed by my brother. He actually got him his first deal at Columbia, you know, and this was, his real name is Schaefer, so you can look that up. He used to be signed to Columbia Records under the name Schaefer, and my brother was, you know, managed them and got him his deal, and he was my brother's artist. So around the time, he was living with my brother, and when I first moved to L.A., I was staying with my brother, too, so we actually stayed in the same crib. And, you know, it's funny because my brother always used to say, man, you and Schaefer, you should do some songs together. And, you know, I'm the type of person that I'm, as you can tell, I'm pretty outgoing. You know what I'm saying? I like to hang out and do whatever. But I'm like, all right, cool. You know, one to five and kick it with a nigga. But he didn't like, you know, I like football. I like rap. You know, I like to do certain shit. And he really didn't have interest in the things that I was interested in. And, you know, to be honest with you, when I first met him and was around him, I used to think he was gay. But he's not gay at all. He's not gay. Because he ended up trying to fuck my brother's girl while he was not in the crib. But, you know, Neo is not gay. You know, let me dispel that because I know a lot of people say it. He acts a certain way, but we just never really vibed like that. You know what I mean? And like, if I'm doing music with somebody, I like to, you know, you like to vibe and like, okay, let's make a song about this or let's talk about that. We never really got it together like that, but we were actually staying in the same crib. The song that Is You Down that you hear was a song that after, you know, he wasn't managed by, you know, by my brother. He was still doing work with a friend that I grew up with. And I was working on a record, and you know I needed a hook, and he came through and he did it, and he's I'll say this about Neo, he's a very fast writer, you know what I mean, like he comes up with that shit like it's nothing, so and this was before he had changed his name, you know, we actually did the song a few years ago, I remixed it. You know, for this current project, but I've known Neo for years, and I won't lie to you and say that we're close friends or anything, but we know each other for sure.
Okay, now with that being said, I'm gonna go ahead and play it. Is You Down?
Rock it. So let me say this about this song. Is
yeah.
You Down? Yeah.
Uh huh.
This song Is You Down is actually featured on a new compilation that's coming out on New Troy Sony. It's called Heat Seekers. If you know your classic hip hop, you know about Spider D from back in the day. It's his label, and this is from the compilation Heat Seekers. This Is You Down featuring Neo. This is Mask. Mask.
Yeah, I like this right here, man.
Money B and Scott Knox. Mask. You dig?
Neo, tell him what it is, dog. Hey.
Like Jesus, Christ like the way the diamonds glitter so lifelike. You can do whatever you
fuck you if it's right, right? And even if the price is wrong, we can still get it on. I got it like that. I never seen a body like that. Or you walk in the party and it stop like that. Whoa, you're a novelty. We set this off properly. No matter where we are, probably on some property. Real far. I went to Toronto, lost in L.A. Don't be ashamed. I lost in L.A. Plenty of G's in here, so achieve it. Me and drop the roof on the coupe and let the breeze hit your head.
Oh,
feeling that, anybody that's in the L.A. area will be performing that for the release party for the compilation in L.A. at the NBA Legends All-Star Skate Jam, which will be at World on Wheels. I want to say it's on Venice Boulevard, World on Wheels in Los Angeles.
It is still open? Wow!
Say what? Oh,
World
on Wheels, I know, that's a blast in the past, right?
World on Wheels is still open.
Yeah, every time I World on Wheels, I think of NWA, because I remember them.
Yeah.
They used to perform back then. And I guess it's still happening. I haven't heard that name in a long time, but obviously it's still open, and that's where we'll be tomorrow night.
Hmm.
So come check us out.
Wow, I'm just really feeling the music. That shit is good. Oh, them first two is, oh, gosh. And then that one right there that last minutes you down, that's like one of those after I've busted a nut, I'm just laying back and I'm looking at him like, damn, is you down for round two? What's good? It's like...
Yeah, you know, light a candle or something.
Huh?
Start all over again. I said that's one of the ones you light a candle to and start all over again.
Hell yeah. That's like one of the ones I might have to smoke and I don't smoke, but you know, to get the full effect of everything. Ooh, yeah. Some music just make you want to do shit you normally wouldn't do.
Right.
You know? After hearing that first song, Gigi comes on talking about the strap on and the straddling.
That ain't cool. Yeah.
But you know, Gigi is just special. Like she's about her business. She gets it in.
I'm really being good.
Gigi got all kinds of triggers.
Bottles,
Bahama Mama, Chalk Mommy Productions, Pop Rocks, you know. For everybody that's listening, I need to suck a dick with Can You Help Me? Like, seriously. I need some help. So, you know, if you want your dick sucked with and it feels good and you want to come really hard, call me. Hit me up.
How about somebody that'll snowball with you?
Ooh, you know, I would love to just have another chick on the edge of a dick with me, and we'll just like double pleasuring him, one high, one low, and we're just slobbing at the same time and stroking it, and he just losing his mind, and his toes got that permanent curl, like they just cramped and just can't come loose, and he just don't know what to do but just lay there and just take it. Money and Big, you got some friends?
Are you guys kissing?
We're doing it all. You got some friends for us? I'm sure you do.
Wait. A female or a male?
A male. I got the female part covered. I got that covered. We just need a dick.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. Yeah, I got females on deck that would love to do that all day. So, yeah, we good with that. We are so good with that.
Yep, they're in L.A. I can introduce them. They got cameras, too.
Oh, hell yes. There's nothing better than always having a camera on deck because it might be some shit that you do that you may not ever do again, and it's priceless, and you got it on film, and you can go back and just play it over and over and over.
Right.
Damn. Yeah, see, that's what I need. So y'all just don't know. Y'all done set the tempo. I'm about to find me a victim tonight. Hell, I might go to Durham and, you know, check out some initials, ASB, you know. I don't know. Oh, my God.
Well, you know, before you get off, y'all got to play Fiction Industry, if you got it.
Yeah, you got to play that.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me see if I can find that real quick. Freaks of the Industry. Hold on.
Oh, you know what else I've been doing? Little acting. Trying to. That's another thing that I've been working on. Taking classes and everything.
Well, you didn't do bad in the documentary. You didn't do bad in the documentary.
Well, that wasn't acting.
Listen, it was a camera in your face. For me, that's acting.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, great.
Because some people can't talk in front of a camera at all.
I know. I'm comfortable in front of the camera. Being myself, just takes a little discipline to act like somebody else.
What type of acting do you want to do? Action movies?
Well, right now it's just really commercial acting, what I've been doing. But what I really, really want to do is voice acting, like voiceovers for like cartoons and other things like that.
Huh.
That's one of my future goals.
Well,
to that film. And the reason I say that is because, you know, voice acting is something that you can do till you're 99 years old and beyond. You know what I mean? Because as long as you have your voice, you don't have to move around and be active. You can, you know, it's a career that can last as long as you last, you know?
Yeah.
So out of all acting, that's the acting that I would want to do most. You know, I'm not like, you know, one of those people that aspire to be in the movies like that. You know, opportunities have been laid out, so I've taken some of the opportunities to, and I'm here in L.A., which is, you know, it's convenient. But, you know, the acting I really want to do is voice acting, eventually.
That's very interesting.
Say what?
So I said that's very, very interesting. So please keep us posted on everything you have going on. So in our different areas, we can assist in promoting you.
Most definitely. I appreciate that.
I found it, so I'm waiting for it to, the link to come up so I can download it.
Well, while you're doing that, I'm going to ask him about his favorite charity, because you know on every show we got to have some sex, we got to have some violence, and we got to have some positives. So, Money B, what is your favorite charity?
My favorite charity?
Mm-hmm.
What I like to give to? Well, you
mm-hmm.
know what? What I really like to give is knowledge. And when I say that, it's meaning that I don't have an actual charity that I donate to or whatever that I promote or whatnot, but more times than not, and especially in the Bay Area where I'm from, whenever I'm asked to come speak to the youth at, you know, whether it be at a juvenile hall facility or at a elementary school or at a high school rally, whatever it is, if I can come and share, you know, positive knowledge, then I'm always open to do that for the most part.
Okay.
Well, everybody know what my charity is.
Say what?
So everybody know what my charity is. I speak on it all the time. POL, Preserve Our Legacy, Bone Marrow Donors. That's my thing.
You told me.
Well, this is a big-ass link. Woo.
And I advocate Autism Speaks. I have a real passion for children, period. But children with autism just really have captured my heart. So that's something that
Do you have an autistic child?
Oh, no. Listen, I couldn't be so lucky. I have heathen children. They all, I can't be so lucky. Damn! They not have an excuse for why they do the stuff they do. I'm blessed with 7 healthy children who just do some of the craziest stuff in the world for no doggone reason. You know what I mean? So I had the ability to babysit an autistic child, and after that experience, my heart has just forever been locked in with those kids. They're so misunderstood. It was an awesome experience for me and my children, because they got to learn and experience someone different than themselves, and it really was an eye-opening experience. It really, really was for us and the child.
Wow.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Oh, yeah, he learned the curse of the house, Chuck.
Mm-hmm. That, I'm not surprised. Matter of fact, I am almost there with the song. Got it to download. I'm trying to bring it up. Let's see. Hold on. shit. Hold on.
If there's any of you on that's listening on the line that's aspiring to be an adult model or an adult entertainer and would like your material featured on the site, I can't stress enough, get it to ChocMommy at ChocMommy.com ASAP, because once I finish the site, I might not add any new models. It just depends on how I feel.
Yeah, I think Scott Knox might be turning in his application pretty soon.
Tell him to come on.
And all jokes aside, we will be adding a webcam section. So we will be actually looking for webcam models that will actually be able to make money. You know, they want to help promote themselves, but, you know, there are people that like to go live on the cam and watch you do your thing. So if you're secretly putting your finger in your butt, as Gigi would say,
yeah,
or, you know, whatever else it is that you do, there's a lot of people into the fetish thing. They want to see you pee. They want to see you wiggle your toes and all everything else. Yeah, whatever else you can think of, there's a market for it.
Now, females, if
ask,
y'all know
ask,
y'all can't squirt, don't
yeah
go around kissing on niggas. Please don't do that. If you know you're not a squirter.
Do y'all like that?
I need somebody to teach me. I haven't met a dick that made me squirt yet.
No, I'm talking about getting peed on.
I can
no,
really
I'll
live
pee
without
on you, though.
Wait, what?
I'll pee on you, though.
No, I'm talking about getting peed on.
No.
I can live without piss. You know, just being honest, I can live without it. I don't want to drip on my fingers when I'm trying to wipe myself. Just please, no piss in the vicinity.
You like pissing on females, I'm gonna be? Or, you know, back in the day, did you?
I know people that do. I know somebody that has, and I don't, they liked it. But you know, you gotta think. I was in the adult industry, so I know a lot of people that, you know, into different things. You know, y'all was talking about with strap-ons with dudes' butts. I'm like, y'all might be and everything. I don't know.
No,
I'm never
going to
let that one go.
Oh, I mean, it's the reason why her show is called Sex, Let's Make It Better. However it got to be better, she's going to do it. This song is almost finished uploading. I got like 11 seconds left.
Gigi needs to send us some footage for the site because it sounds like she got all kind of stuff going on.
Ooh, I'm scared to ask what's in my closet.
I don't want to listen.
That's one motherfucker I'm going to leave closed. I'm going to let that stay closed. I'm going to let it stay closed.
Listen, she revealed too much just a second ago for me. I'm like, wow.
Knox, don't you love our traffic?
Man. Boy, this is crazy.
Every day.
Where the hell is this damn song at?
Not every day, man. I'll take that back. Got the song ready?
Yeah, hold on. One second. Let's see here. Hold on, I gotta bring it back.
And it's raining.
What the hell is on here, but hold on, let me refresh one more time. I'm waiting for this page 4 to refresh. And it's still not bringing up this damn song. It's in here, but. Oh, that's weird. Hold on. Oh, it's processing. That's what it is. It's still processing. It must have been a large ass file.
Hmm.
Alright, it's still processing, but I don't think it's going to make it in time for the switchboard because it's closed. I'm going to try to refresh one more time. Okay, it's not showing. So you're going to have to talk about that song. Yeah. I'm going to have to open up with that one and be like, this is what we missed right here because this fucking switchboard acts real stupid because I can't see anything right now. I swear I need to find another platform for my fucking show. Every Friday night at the end of the show, I go through this bullshit.
Well, just make, you know, make sure you play it next week or whatever.
I got to play that. I got to pay homage to you because you have been a real live character tonight. And I know when you get off and you go on Twitter, you'll be like, this bitch crazy. You're going to be laughing. Because
well,
I was tweeting the hell at your ass.
Really?
Of course. I always do that. I get on Twitter. That's my best friend when I'm doing the show. I'm in the chat room. I'm on Twitter. Then I go on Facebook. I mean, I utilize everything that's out there. Then I'm going to have the link so people can come back and listen and hear all about you. I mean, everything that you was talking about, you know, from your start to Digital Underground, Tupac, to the producing, being the director of the adult entertainment, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, the anal part, everything, you know, just some little highlights to let people know that you real with it. You know, you just not no person that just gets on the radio or gets on the air and just talk out your ass. It's the shit you really lived.
Oh, yeah, for sure, all the time.
You know, I'm not even get...
No, I was going to say I appreciate you guys having me on the show and make sure you use that music.
Oh, shit, you ain't got to tell us twice. Precious, he just gave us clearance to use the music. I will be in Ocala next weekend after I leave Miami. And, We already have a victim participant that's volunteering, so, hey, it is what it is.
All great.
And I will send you the footage.
Yeah, definitely.
Make sure to send him my contact information so we can...
I will send it to him in a text.
Definitely discuss the consulting further. And anything that he wants to send me, definitely. Right now, he has no idea what I do. But once he goes in and does a little investigating, then he'll see it'll be worth sending me a few.
What you do is just get my email... And then just send me, you know, the information, everything that you do, so I'm not in the dark and I can just see it right away. And then that way we can hit the ground running once, you know.
I got the email. That's how he got it.
Excuse me?
Yeah, because you sent his email. Yeah, you sent me his email.
Yeah.
That's how she got it. So I got
it. That's what's up.
Soul Kitchen Radio is like, he fucks with you. He says you a good dude. Knuckles, oh my God. You know, he had very nice things to say about you. Yes, Knuckles.
Sure.
Knuckles had me up on the phone for 2 hours one morning. We didn't get off the phone to 3:00 in the morning. I'm like, whoa, he told me I was crazy. I guess that's a good thing because he laughed for 85% of the conversation.
Right.
So I can't wait to have them on. They'll be on March the 5th. Thank you so much.
Oh, yep, word up. Let me also say, you know, talking about, I also have a club night out here in the Inland Empire, which is the Ontario, Rancho Cucamonga, Fontana area. And my first night is March 9th at Toro Sushi Bar. Is the nightclub that I'm doing is every second Wednesday of the month, and my special invited guest will be Lazy Bone, that night, March 9th. So him, all them guys, come hang out. But definitely, if you're out here, check me out. It's Way Back Wednesdays. And if you want to know more information about it, go to www.waybackwednesdays.net and get all the information about where it's at and how you can come get involved. But, you know, basically, Way Back Wednesdays is like my show. It's like the title, Way Back Wednesdays, and take it back.
I will make sure I listen. If I can, I might have to try to be out there because I need to come to L.A. anyway and network. I think my presence needs to be known out there. They're calling me.
Well,
I'm due a trip home, so just let me know when you want to hit the thing, hit the road. All
right.
In the meantime, I will hit my contacts back home, Chuck, with the information on his night and try to plan us a trip to go out there and harass him on one of his club nights.
Exactly. Spread the word.
That'll work. Money B, thank you so much. I know it's NBA All-Star Weekend, and Mast is your little sidekick is ready to do what he got to do. I appreciate you coming on and wowing out with us, having a good time. Trust and believe I'm still be talking shit about you on Twitter in a good way. Whatever it is you got that you need promoted, I got you. You have my info. I got their info. And I will hit you with that question because we didn't get a chance to talk about it, and we'll just talk about it off the air. And I'll hit you with the question, and then you just hit me back with what your thoughts are.
Okay. And once again, I appreciate you for having me and all the listeners. You know, thanks for listening. I hope you like what you heard. Let them know if you do. And, man, just fuck with me. Everything I do.
Oh, yeah, one thing you forgot, and that was to give me your banner, remember, so we could put it on. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah, and I'll send that to you. Is it any particular size that you need?
8 and 2.
8 and 2? All right, I'll make sure it's 8 and 2.
Precious is there for particular sizes that we need.
Right.
No, it doesn't have to be a particular size.
I'll make sure the banner is 8 and 2.
Yeah, if it's too big, we can always scale it down. You know.
Okay, that's cool.
And if it's not big enough, we can blow it up.
Blow it up.
Yeah, you know, penis pump it stands for graphics. You know that kind of stuff.
All right. Well, you need to make sure my graphics are, you know, size just right, so it's all good.
Yeah, you're a professional. You know what you're doing. You know, you did this for a living, and he's never let you down, and you utilized the fuck out of him your 11th grade year. So I'm trusting in your ego.
That's what's up. All right, well, once again, thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
All right, well, should I holler at y'all soon?
All right,
in a minute. Peace.
Miss P.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness. This is a good show. And I'm such a retard because I actually thought you was Alicia. I forgot.
I told you I was going to pop in.
Yes. And you kind of fucked me up. You really did. So, you know, we're the after show. So I know everybody is like, oh, shit, I didn't talk about certain things. Well, motherfuckers, my show ain't over yet. Yes, I'm getting ready to talk about POL again, and that's only because y'all ignorant dudes get on my fucking nerves. If you want some pussy from me or you want my attention, show me a confirmation email that you went to preserveourlegacy.org and you registered for a kit to be sent to your house, your mama's house, your baby mama's house, or your PO's office. I don't give a fuck as long as I see that confirmation. And we might can discuss some shit. We might can go out because that lets me know that what I care about is what you care about. And then I might care about your sorry ass. But please, like, seriously, real talk, all jokes aside, I mean, I joke, I play, but I'm so serious. POL, preserveourlegacy.org. Do something productive. If that's not your charity of choice, please do something to give back to your community, something to save a kid's life, whether it's your nephew, your cousin, your baby mama's other child that ain't yours. It don't fucking matter. Do something to help preserve your legacy or somebody else's, or do something productive in your community, especially African Americans. We are so fucking far behind. We won't stand together for no positive shit, but let a motherfucker get a fucking brick and need some help breaking it down. Your dumb ass is there for that. So why don't you use that same energy you do as the dope game, going to the strip club, tricking off, trying to fuck me, or chasing somebody else that don't even want you. Do something productive. That's all I'm going to say this week. Next week, I'm going to say the same shit. And after that, I'm going to say the same shit the week after that until y'all start making a fucking difference. Okay, Precious, I'm sorry. But, you know, I always talk about that every week. And so I didn't say nothing this week. So I didn't want them to think that I just fell off, because I don't. I'm not. I haven't.
Okay. All righty, then. Do something productive this week.
So this time I'm trying to get some coots. And have y'all motherfuckers, when y'all get it, gonna come quick any damn way.
Ay, ay, ay.
All right, my mediocre dick givers.
Oh, goodness. Okay. How about this? How about the first five people who send you an email confirming that they gave to any charity, AIDS, breast cancer, March of Dimes, POL, we don't care what it is, the first five will win a free 6-month subscription to the new site.
I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. I'm really cool with that. I might even throw in a date.
Well, let's say the first five will win the free subscription. The one who gave the most will win the date.
Hell yes. That'll work. I can get with that. I can really get with that. I'm so excited about the new site. Like, you just don't understand. Like, after I get off the phone, after I get off the show, I'm supposed to go do a photo shoot so I can get more stuff for the site. And did I tell you that I have nice footage from my massage?
No. No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes. When I tell you nice footage, I have a foot massage. And that shit felt good. I had to break that down. I even got a cooch massage.
Ooh. Alrighty then.
Hey, I mean, I'm just saying, I had to, you know, get some new footage. I ain't give him no cooch, but it was a massage, full body massage. So why should Chica be neglected because of the other body parts? If you're going to massage one, you better massage them all. I mean, that's only fair.
Yes, it is only fair. And for any listeners out there who didn't realize that the Chalk Bobby site is being revamped, the original chalkbobbyproductions.name.com will still be active. We will not take it down. But we are creating a new site that will be a premium site. And if you thought the stuff that was on the first site was something, you haven't seen anything yet. We will have something for every fetish group. We will have something for every style, big, small, tall, midgets, you name it. Our goal is to have a little of everything on the site. The site will be updated daily with different things, and there should be exclusives from Chalk on the site. Well, at least once a week, something new from Chalk will be added to the site. So it will be well worth the wait. If you are currently a member of the original site, we value you and appreciate
you.
Oh, sorry about that. I was getting my link and it popped up.
I was going to say, we appreciate having you on the site. And because of that, the existing members of the Chalk Mommy site will not pay the $25.99 if they decide to join the premium site. For the first year, it will only be $1 per month for existing members.
Oh, anything else about the site I need to add?
You said enough right there. I mean, don't get no better than that. I reward my loyal fans. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and actually, how about we do we're planning the launch by the first. How about we'll say the first 100 male members can get, what you want to send them, a pair of drawers?
Oh, yeah, a pair of my thongs.
I say that sounds pretty fair.
Hell yes.
Especially for those of them that are actually panty sniffers. Now, some will probably just throw them in a box and say, yeah, here's another souvenir. But some may actually really get off on the sniffing of the drawers. All drawers will have been worn at least once. We promise not to send you any cycle draws unless you request them.
If y'all want me to fuck in them, just let me know, and, you know, I can get some dick and just pull them over to the side.
In the kitchen. You know.
Yes, I could do that.
I think that'll work.
Yes. Next week, I will have Blood Raw. I will be live on location with Blood Raw in Miami. It's going to be a crazy show. Trust me, I'm going to put his ass on blast, especially with some fucking song he got about, what's that song, P? Him being not, nothing but some Nikes jumping off a dress or some shit like that. Woo!
Them Florida boys.
Yeah, so these Florida boys going to meet this North Carolina chick, and boom, what's happening? That's all I'm going to say, like the Yin Yang twins. Boom, what's happening? Wait till they get a load of me. I promise you, this show is going to be crazy. And you'll be able to see the footage on the Ning site, YouTube. Some of it might be X-rated, so that shit might be on chalkmommy.com. Telling you, 2011 on this new site, it's going to be so much exclusive shit of me wilding the fuck out. Like, you just don't know what to expect from week to week to week. I mean, I'm just going to be shooting so much to where even when I ain't shooting, I'm shooting. You're just going to be like, damn, she's going hard in the paint, super hard.
And so, one more reminder, she is taking audition tapes for males that would like head with Pop Rocks. And what did you guys decide, to snowball them also?
Oh, yeah.
And men that would like to be snowballed. And any other thing you can think of that may look good on video, send in your ideas.
Toe suckers. I seriously need some toe suckers.
Okay, any toe suckers out there, please send your audition toe sucking videos to the Chalk Mommy email address.
Yes, that will work. We have come to the end of the show. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. For those of y'all that were in the after party, because I can't see every, for some reason, towards the end of my show every fucking Friday, this shit gets crazy. I need to find me another platform to act a fool on because this ain't working for me. Make sure you tune in again next Friday. 8 to 10, every Friday, that's when Chocolate City is on. You know what I'm saying? I'm always going to be off the chain. I'm always going to say what the fuck I want to say. I'm always going to talk about sex. We'll talk about music. We'll talk about you. We'll talk about me. And I'll talk about everybody else. And then we're going to talk about fucking, because everybody fucks. No matter how you fuck, you fucking. Whether you do missionary riding, anal, whether you sucking somebody's dick or eating their pussy or vice versa, it's all sex. We all do it. There's nothing dirty about sex unless you didn't wash your dick or pussy. That's the only way sex will be dirty. Remember that before you call into my show and you get nervous and shy. You have any last words, P?
Go get some.
Woo! On that note, this is Shock Mommy and P from Imprecious Entertainment. Thank everybody for calling Chocolate City, and we'll be back again next Friday.